Hare Krishna. Respond to the fire not with fright but with fight. That means, when suppose there is a firefighter, and this firefighter goes for the first time, novice firefighter, after getting some training, goes for the first time to see to a place where there is a fire. And when that novice firefighter sees the huge blazing fire, the fighter has got the hose and can use the hose for dousing the fire, but gets so scared, gets panicky, and then instead of using the hose to shoot water at the fire, just drops the fire, so drops the hose itself and becomes panicky, becomes scared, starts sweating and trembling, and maybe even run away from there. Now, this is the response of a novice firefighter. Now, when there's an experienced firefighter, at that time, what does such a firefighter do? There may still be the fear when there is a giant fire that is to be encountered and to be countered. So, at that time, what do we do? So the novice, the seasoned firefighter is able to respond quickly. Is able the reflex time, the not only is the reflex action correct, but the reflex time also becomes lesser and lesser for the seasoned firefighter. And immediately the training slips into action, and the trained impulses slip into action. The person starts doing whatever is required for countering the fire. So similarly for all of us, within our consciousness, there is the fire of desire, especially of lust that burns. Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, in the third chapter, in the 39th verse, compares lust with fire. He says that, Avritam jnaname tena jnanino nitya vairina kamarupena kaunteya dushpurena analena cha. So, avritam jnanam etena. He says, this enemy of lust covers our knowledge. Jnanino nitya vairina. And this is the eternal enemy of the soul. And kamarupena kaunteya kamarupena. So, kamarupena means this is in the form of lust. And dushpurena analena cha. Dushpurena, that you never satiated. Analena. Analena means that analing means fire. So essentially what Krishna is telling over here is that actually when the fire of desire burns within us, it doesn't get easily extinguished. It keeps burning and burning and burning. So what do we do in such a situation? Actually we need to douse the fire. So remembrance of Krishna is the best fire douser. So sometimes when desire comes within us, we may get so frightened. And unfortunately, whereas normally when a person gets frightened by fire, that person goes away from the fire. But unfortunately, when we get frightened by the fire of desire, we, instead of going away from it, we go towards it. How? Because when the desire comes within us, we start thinking, oh, I am so fallen, I am so sinful, I am so useless. Anyway, I will never be able to maintain standards of purity. So why try only now? Just give up now. And we succumb to the temptation that is there. But this is an untrained response. This is the response of a novice spiritual fighter. But if we, instead of responding to the fire with a fright, if you can remember, respond with fight. No. This desire has come, I don't have to indulge in it. So, we focus on extinguishing it, fighting it. And as we become more and more seasoned devotees, then our reflex actions will become faster. So, as soon as the desire comes within us, immediately we will redirect our consciousness away from the tempting object towards Krishna and towards something constructive. And in that way, the dousing of the fire is not by dwelling on the fire, but by dwelling on something that will counter the fire. So the fire will grow if we dwell on it, but if we dwell on something else which is fulfilling, which is absorbing, then that fire will automatically die its natural death. So rather than getting frightened and giving into the temptation, we can, whenever the fire of desire starts burning within us, we can gird ourselves with the fighting spirit, determinedly take our consciousness away from the temptation towards Krishna. And by that, the fire will get doused and we'll become steady, we will become more and more convinced about the potency of Krishna consciousness to douse the fire, and we'll march steadily onwards towards eternal happiness in pure love for Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.